Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Mayberry moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a pop-up towards short. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kelly. Floyd goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. May reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Orta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rojas fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Floyd covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Orta goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hedlund moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Orta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry throws to second for one, and Floyd throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Allen scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Joe Keough pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Bart Johnson now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.